I can't find my shoes.
Really? You got holes in your socks, Jennifer?
Not right now, sir, no.
Holes in your shoes?
I actually do have a pair of shoes with a hole in them, but I can't get rid of them because they're leopard print.
Oh.
So cute.
Right.
But I can't wear them when it rains.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn on the Doug Good Day program. Kenny is out sick, and Richie's going to be pretty much gone for the rest of the year, but he promises to be back in full stead. It's not that far a reach now. It'll be talking about next year.
No, another month. Year.
5 weeks? 6 weeks?
Five and a half weeks, and we'll see the first of the new year. Wow. This is the new hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes with some updates on important medical news and info for you. Also later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown, different kind of doctor. She works with your head. Dr. Ken works with your body. We got you covered from
by the end of the hour, you'll be complete.
Yes, you will.
Be a new person.
Complete. All right, so the story today from North Korea, the 85-year-old Korean War veteran who was prevented from leaving North Korea. He's been, actually, the news is just coming out now. He's apparently been there for almost a month. And nobody's quite sure of what the story is in terms of, imagine somebody, put yourself in his position, all right? Here's a fellow who has been, he was a resident, by the way, Palo Alto, California. And he, for some reason or another, got himself into, I'm looking at a picture, what a, kind of one of those guys, a sweet face, his name is Merrill Newman. He was traveling as a tourist. Now, he, because he was in the war, he wanted to go over and see what was going on, I guess. Removed from a plane, has been held in North Korea. Traveling companion has come back to America. He's 85 years old. This took place on October 26th, but for whatever the reason, we're just now finding out about it. It looks fishy to me. There was some kind of a misunderstanding, and they found out that he was a soldier in the Korean. So what do you do? I mean, how many people in America who were involved in the Korean War in the early 50s have gone back over there to see what it's like? I don't know why any American would go to North Korea anyway, but you know, having said that, I'm sure there's some reason, there's probably something that happened to him. But because the United States has no, I'm talking about emotionally, he wanted to reconnect with some experience he had over there, but because the United States has no diplomatic relationship with North Korea, the government relies on the embassy of Sweden to protect Americans who go to North Korea. Swedish embassy is providing limited services to any U.S. citizen that has a problem in North Korea. If they're arrested, if they die, they get hurt and some get, you know, sick, then they'll deal with it. But this is a new kind of a raw, opening up a wound that hasn't really been dealt with for a long time. So nobody's answering. There's a call, press, news media trying to get through to the Swedish embassy. Nobody's answering the call. Nobody's returning calls. But he was apparently just there as a sightseer. Has a valid visa. So, you know, again, what's the problem? And at 85, you got to wonder, I wouldn't think that somebody who had it together would go there. The United States State Department has an advisory warning all U.S. citizens not to go there, and that's put on your travel documents. You have to apply for a visa to go there. Traveling by U.S. citizens to North Korea is not routine, and U.S. citizens crossing into North Korea, even accidentally, have been subject to arbitrary arrest and long-term detention.
I'd listen to those travel warnings, wouldn't you? Those are ones I wouldn't quite ignore.
Why would you go there? Well, that's too bad. That's a tough thing for that family to be wondering what's going on with that guy. Okay, let's see here. What else? There were some wage items in the news today. Did you see this minimum wage story? It's not from America. But apparently there's a national minimum wage going to be introduced in Germany.
Hmm.
The Europeans are bigger. The socially, they call them active or conscious countries, are the ones that are the first in line to do things like this. In America, there are some people who want the minimum wage to be $10 an hour. and they're moving that way. So they say, here, look over in England.
Right.
Look in
France. Look what they're doing.
Look at what they're doing over there. Look what they're doing in Bangladesh. Look, wait a minute. In Bangladesh, there's a wage hike in store for garment factory workers. They're going to get a 77% pay increase after next month. The government of Bangladesh is trying to end a wave of strikes that have basically ruined the second largest clothing exporter in the world. Did you know that? That Bangladesh makes more clothing than any other country?
They make a lot of it.
Except for one, and I don't even know what number one is.
Probably
but they're
China, wouldn't you think?
$22 billion a year in Bangladesh.
Wow.
That's for a little country like that.
That's a fortune.
Most, by the way, of the clothing goes to Walmart or JCPenney.
Wow.
Most of the stuff that is made over there. But I'm trying to find out what their minimum wage is now, and I can't find any. Anybody? The workers, let's see, eight, whatever, taka. What's a taka? How much is that worth? T-A-K-A. Hmm. They make about 8,000 taka a month.
Like a Taco Bell taco?
I
or?
Knew it. I didn't have, I just smiled. I knew that was coming.
They're about 50 cents a taco. At Taco Bell, of course. You know, other places a little more expensive.
We're here all day. Jennifer and Roberta and Doug.
Come on, you threw that softball. You knew you wanted me to hit it.
Doctor.
Well, felt I felt it in your voice.
I don't know
whether
I wanted it, but I expected it. I guess maybe one and the same. Dr. Ken joins us in a couple of moments here on Good Day.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the doors. Unlock the doors.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with a Sears card. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80 and doubles with Sears card. Ends 11/23. See store for details.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I have not had this experience before. One of the things that you hear me say from time to time, we actually talk about the nitty-gritty of this program, how many moving parts there are to it. Jennifer's in one place. Roberta's in another place. Richie's in another place. Ken's in another place. When we go to Ken Kronhaus, he's yet in another place. And sometimes the technology just doesn't work.
Yeah. Today's our day.
Today is the day for that. And what it does is bring me around to thinking about the old... Remember Carly Simon's Anticipation, which was supposed to be about ketchup? Or no, they used the...
about ketchup.
It was the other way around. Don't you remember when they used...
Anticipation.
Oh, come on
That's
now.
What Carly was thinking.
No, I'm not sure it was what she was thinking. But they used that song for a Heinz ketchup commercial, remember?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so... Now that I've gotten well beyond that in your mind, I was thinking about...
Carly Simon's song about ketchup.
You know.
A quality of life study, which has been released this week, showing that anticipation, anything that you anticipate, for example, you're anticipating a vacation. You're not actually taking it, but even thinking about it increases happiness.
Oh, yes.
After the vacation, happiness returns to pre-vacation levels. There is a book called The Happiness Happiness Advantage, which suggests that anticipating most anything positive makes us happy while we remain in the anticipation stage. It doesn't have to be anything major. One study suggests that thinking about watching your favorite movie, not even seeing it, but thinking about it. For example, A Hunt for Red October. Raises your anticipation level and your endorphin level by 27%.
Is that your favorite movie, Doug, that you came up with that one?
Well, it's one of my favorites. I think it's a great movie. You can watch it over and over again. True Grit's a good movie. The Blues Brothers is a great movie. There are a lot
of movies.
Casablanca is a good movie. Yep, there are all kinds of movies like that. But anticipating, not only, I use movies, but anticipating seeing somebody that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipating going to a ball game. If you like ball games, anticipating anything.
Something you like to do.
Will help your body be so much better off. And remember, the mind-body connection, because that's very important. So I thought you'd appreciate that information. We did find Dr. Ken, so we'll spend a moment with him on the phone. So, Ken, the study that's out today on eating nuts and how good that may be for you. You'd have to eat a certain amount of nuts. What does this all shake out to mean?
Hi, Doug. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week that eating nuts regularly can help lower your risk of death, particularly from cancer and heart disease. You asked about how much. The American Heart Association recommends 4 servings of unsalted nuts a week. A serving is a small handful, 1.5 ounces of whole nuts or 2 tablespoons in nut butter form. For example, there are about 23 almonds in a serving. And I'm sure you're wondering what kinds, peanuts or tree nuts, including almonds, walnuts, cashews, and pistachios. Eat them as a snack or add them to other foods, but watch out. Nuts have a lot of nutrients, but they also have a lot of calories. A serving of peanuts or almonds is about 240 calories.
I eat a lot of cashews. Once in a while, some peanuts, but cashews are my favorite, and I would admit to having or preferring salted ones. What I do is mix a whole bunch of them together, salted ones, unsalted ones, cooked ones, raw ones, and so you put it all together, and I figure that it's a pretty safe bet. But they are, as you've said, any number of studies have been done suggesting that certain types of nuts are great for your health. All right, so this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Where did that come from? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This made me, we were talking earlier about anticipation, thinking about anticipating things, people you're going to see, things you're going to do, and how that's great for your health, your body. When I saw that the remaining members of Monty Python are reuniting for the first time in 15 years, it brought me to the bright side of life.
It's fun.
It really is. Terry Jones, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Terry Gilliam, and Michael Palin. I think that Eric Idle is the craziest. This is Eric Idle. I remember, I tell the story whenever it comes into my mind of having him in the studio with me. And we tried to get him to clean. And he just couldn't or wouldn't. Always look on the bright side of life. But, all right, so what other Monty Python tunes have you got there?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life. Singing roly barely ball a penny a pitch.
All right, what else?
Singing rock. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. Right. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
I would rather have a lolly. I love. I've been to England. If I've been once, I've been 100 times to England. What I'm sad about is that I haven't been the last couple of years. And Murray said I have to make amends and come to his birthday next month, and I think I may do that. But this is the kind of stuff that British humor is, in many ways, so much better than most American humor, I think. Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. All right. A little more cerebral.
And smarter, too.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. And they use their heads. All right. Now, let's. We'll take this cue to go to today's big news from China.
This is really
kind of strange. We can imagine this happening in our country. I don't know that we think that it would happen in China. Story out of Beijing today about a funeral home that discovered a baby was alive 2 days after it was delivered to the funeral home as a dead baby. The license of the doctor who mistakenly declared the baby dead has had his license suspended. Did I say that the license has been suspended? It's probably harsher to start the sentence. The statement, which was issued today, funeral home workers found the boy alive in a box in the funeral home.
Oh.
Department said the boy had severe deformities. The hospital treated him. His parents apparently said they didn't want him. So that's how you deal with, that's how babies with problems.
Severe deformities.
Are dealt with in China. It is, okay, so let's get rid of him. Isn't there, this week, didn't we see something about there being amends made to the old rule about one child in China and the preference for men?
Right, you can have two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how that's now sort of has backfired for them because there are very few young women around and there's a real problem with homosexuality. And whatever, I don't know how this problem I put in quotation marks, that's their word for it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unemployment in various parts of China, especially when you get outside the big cities. So these bands of unemployed gay workers actually literally walk from town to town to look for jobs. And that's been deemed a problem by the government. So anyway, from the good news about Monty Python to the not-so-good news from China, you get it all here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Persistence, strategies, and a tough skin. Looking for a job when you're unemployed takes months and lots of energy.
There are opportunities out there, but it's not going to happen overnight for most people.
So when you finally get one step closer and get that job interview, don't blow it.
There's so many things about a job interview that are unnerving.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP job expert, Carrie Hannon.
They usually ask you, well, do you have any questions? That's kind of your chance to step up and say, oh, yes, indeed.
Carrie says have at least three questions ready.
Turn it around a little bit and say, you know, why did you choose this company? What do you love about working here?
They're actually selling the job to you as much as you're selling your skills to them.
It's hard to remember that when you're in the catbird seat there.
Carrie Hannon writes the great jobs column on AARP.org. Recent columns include where the jobs are, job hunting mistakes, and seven job interview questions you should never ask. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashrewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You have to write that email, they're not going to follow through anyway.
I know. Wasted effort. Yeah. We have Dr. Joy Brown joining us in a few minutes to talk with you about parenting. What's the most enjoyable part of parenting? What's the most frustrating part of parenting?
The kids.
What do you... You know, if you don't have any kids, it'd be a great time, right? But what special things... that are different from when Roberta and I were kids. I dare say even when you were a kid, Jennifer. Parents deal with their parenting issues and problems, opportunities. We always kind of put that spin on it, too, which is kind of unfortunate. We always sort of parenting, ooh, like it's dirty, nasty, horrible. I will tell you from a parent's point of view, I never thought I would be a good parent. I thought I would be a good husband and a lousy father. Turned out it was the opposite. So
life is full of surprises.
It is. You learn. Well, I mean, at the age that I got married, who knew anything? It's foolishness to be married at that age. But at any rate, but the parents' side of things is really what I'm most thankful for, I think, in many ways in my life. And many of us would say the same, those of us who've been parents. And Jennifer, you will be a wonderful, not a good mother, you'll be a wonderful mother. It's a gift. You have a gift. And I hope that you can find some guy who is worthy of you.
Or at least a turkey baster.
Right. Upside down, there you go.
Or Brad and Angelina would stop adopting maybe a child.
There'd be a few left on that
somewhere.
Score. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what's happening in the world today? Iran says that the nuclear deal that's been talked a lot about this week could happen. A lot of people thinking that this was a sham. Talks going on in Geneva. I like to look at the, to kind of go, we were playing a little Monty Python a few minutes ago. For those of you who may not have heard it, always look on the bright side of life. And I really do try to make that my credo. It doesn't sound it. Even if I want to drown in good news, it's hard some days to find it. And normally when you hear Iran, what goes on in your head? Ah! I'm a dinner jacket, or the Ayatollah, or they want to blow up Israel, or some other thing. And so now the folks in the capital of Tehran are eyeing a reduction in the banking and oil trade sanctions that have hurt them in exchange for curbs
on its uranium enrichment program. So anything that lessens the tensions over there, it seems to me, even if they're artificial. You know, and I knew, that nobody in their right minds would ever contemplate using nuclear weaponry. The problem is, some of the people who are in positions of power are not in their right mind. So, by definition, you have a problem with people who are close to a button someplace, and whether or not they would be foolish enough to use it, you don't really know that. So in order to sort of deflate all of the tension, you get the things that have been created around nuclear weaponry away from those folks who have, you know, maybe not a solid state look on life. And this may be an attempt to do that, but there are certainly a lot of hurdles before that happens. It's good conversation, makes us feel good, so that's good. Meanwhile, there's a draft study about burnout among Air Force launch officers who have their fingers on the trigger. We have 450 weapons of mass destruction that are on alert, ready to go every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every month of every year. Did you know that? That there are 450 people who are in the service whose job it is 24 hours a day. So figure it out. 450 times three shifts a day times 7 days a week. You figure out the math. But there are thousands of people, several thousand anyway, who have been trained to do nothing but watch for signs of nuclear necessity. That's what it's called. Nuclear necessity. So here we have these people, and now the War Department, Pentagon, says that a lot of them are suffering from burnout. If you had the same job, you know, who knows how long, that? Why wouldn't they vary? Why wouldn't they have one guy on one week and another guy on another week and another? So there wasn't this kind of burnout. But their job is to sit and look at a computer and look at what's going on around the world to see if anything shows up that could be a hotspot where the potential to use nuclear weaponry would be necessary.
Right.
I mean, think about the money, the lives, the work that goes into us. In essence, many of you, I suppose us, would say that it is deterrence. And it's well worth it because it keeps everybody else on their toes knowing that we've got all these people sitting by these buttons everywhere waiting to push them if they have to. So the question is, that's been brought up by this, is what happens if they push them by mistake?
Mm-hmm.
And they might do that because they're in burnout. So how does that make you feel, boys and girls?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's a pleasure.
You'll stand nicely with my Cheerios.
Everything work right. A lot of buzz this week on the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone? Let's see here. A, yes, the rest of this is all crazy conspiracy theory. Really? B, I used to, but now I'm not so sure. C, I've never been convinced one way or another. No, D, no, there were obviously others involved. E, who's Lee Harvey Oswald? Our poll question at DougStefan.com. Yesterday, we asked about a frozen turkey versus fresh turkey for Thanksgiving. The question was, do you have your frozen turkey already? Or are you waiting to get one? Or are you going to get a fresh one? The frozen ones are pretty much kaputsky if you believe all of the negative PR coming out of Butterball. You'd like think they were the only ones who did frozen turkeys. That's not true. There are a number of regional outfits that raise them or contract them to be raised. There are different types of turkeys that are being raised. And there, of course, are the fresh ones. If you go to the local market or you go to the local guy, fewer and fewer of them acknowledging what the reality is on family farms these days. But at any rate, the bottom line is that this Thanksgiving, if you don't have your turkey already, you're going to find you're paying a lot more for it. If you ordered it early on, maybe you're okay. What did you do, Jennifer? You're cooking, you said, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I haven't even begun to buy my turkey. I thought maybe this weekend.
All right. What about you, Roberta?
I haven't bought mine yet. I'm waiting to pick up a fresh turkey in Rhode Island when I go up there next week.
All right. So here are the results of the poll. Did you already get a frozen turkey, or are you waiting for a fresh one? 39% of you said we are eating somewhere else, so we don't have to worry about it.
Smart. Nice. Those are the smart cookies.
19% of you said not sure which I'm going to get yet. I will tell you, you will not be getting a frozen one if you haven't got one out of the store yet, I'm guessing. 18% of you said picking up a frozen one this week. 16% of you said already have a frozen one, and 9% said waiting like Roberta to get a fresh one. So that's that story.
We didn't have the tri-tip category.
What does that mean?
Tri-tip?
Yeah, instead of turkey.
Huh?
Beef instead of turkey.
What is that going to do with tri-tip? What do you mean?
No, making beef an option. Forget the turkey. Let's have beef.
What does tri-tip have to do with that?
Tri-tip is like a steak.
Oh, tips? Steak tips?
Tri-tip, yeah.
Oh, and they go a long way to get to that one.
Gosh.
Dr. Joy Brown.
People don't know tri-tip? What is your problem?
I don't eat meat, so I don't know from nothing about tri-tips. Dr. Joy Brown knows lots about lots of things. We're going to talk about parenting up next here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The holidays are upon us, and it's a magical time of the year. While entertaining family and friends at home, freshen the air with Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Consider the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. It doesn't just cover up odors, it eliminates them. Citrus Magic is made in America and available at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. Citrus Magic wishes you a joyous holiday season and a happy new year. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
There is danger in your neighborhood. Trampolining, an activity enjoyed in backyards for decades, can be hazardous. Orthopedic surgeons and ER staff treat more than 100,000 trampoline-related injuries each year. The annual cost for these injuries exceeds $4 billion. Dr. William Richardson of Duke University Hospital and a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons explains.
Though trampolines can be fun for kids and adults, they pose a risk for injuries, especially when two or more jump at one time. The most common injuries are sprains and fractures, which result from falls on the trampoline mat, frames or springs, collisions with another jumper, stunts gone wrong, and falls off the trampoline. Orthopedic surgeons recommend that families avoid trampoline recreation centers, and parents urge their children to stay off trampolines at neighbors' homes or in indoor playgrounds because of the high risk of injuries.
To learn more, visit orthoinfo.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite brewing system, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from OfficeMax, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. 15 before the hour. Time for a visit with Dr. Joy Brown. She's here with Roberta and Jennifer talking about parenting. Roberta has been a parent. Joy is a parent. And Joy is a parent. That could be a song. Joy. Joy is a parent.
Oh, and there's a song. Aren't you lucky, Joy?
I am so lucky.
Joy Brown, who does a weekday program noontime to 3 East Coast time. You can reach her with questions, perhaps to follow up on what we're going to talk about here. Dialing her at 855-99-DR-JOY is kind of cool. Oh. Meanwhile, this whole parenting thing.
Yeah.
Profound, life-changing.
Certainly life-changing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that everybody views marriage as this huge transition, which basically means you have to worry about who's going to pick up the laundry, you know, I mean, or who cooks the night. Once you've got a kid, somebody's got to take care of that kid. And it's not one of those things that you can sort of say, oh, well, today the kid's on its own. I mean, you got to take care of the kid 24/7. And not only that, but it's kind of a, not only, it may not be a lifetime commitment, although it really is, but it's certainly like an 18-year easily commitment. So it, that's what really changes things. And I think that's when we sort of begin to think, oh, my God, I've become my mother, or, oh, my God, I've become my father. Mm-hmm. So it's. Yeah, it's huge on, like, a whole bunch of different levels.
I'm betting that you, on a daily basis, get some pretty uncomfortable calls from parents who are concerned today. I mean, think about your daughter is, what, in her 20s, isn't she?
How a little older than that, but not much.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So you've had that experience. Roberta's got a daughter who's close to 30. Both my children are over 30. Think about them. And maybe think about what it was like when we were children growing up. And think about what it's like for Rich McFadden, who has children that are under the age of 10.
Yes.
And the different things that are combated by, I use Richie, I don't want to talk about when he's not here, going through all this treatment for cancer. Doing a good job. The kids have to have been affected by that.
Well, I think that's been one of the things that's immutable. We can start with the things that are the same, because that may be the most comfortable place.
The different ages, the different generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent, the issue about a parent with a child is, you know, I got to somehow socialize this kid. I love them, but I still have to discipline them. Different style. Quite often, at least historically, maybe not so much currently, but historically, you had two parents. Plus, you had grandparents and aunts and uncles, and different people had different philosophies about how to raise a child. So you have, and that's been immutable probably since Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not fewer in-laws with Adam and Eve, but you had the big fella sort of saying, "Do it this way." So that's been immutable. The idea that kids want to find their own way, that they work for parental approval, that they are influenced by peers, that's all immutable. That is unchanged. What has changed to a certain extent is the outside world to a large. So the macro world, or the micro world, is probably not, you know, the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, they're half of, I think it's something like 65% of all kids under the age of 10 are living with one parent or the other. But that's been true for about the last 15 years. But it's certainly different than our grandparents, and really different than our experience by and large as well, although divorce began to be fairly common with our generation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have now, and I think what you're sort of leading me to, not so necessarily gently, is the technology issues.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you listen to parents, for example, music, right? Most people now decry rap, right? But if you listen to our parents' generation, it was, you know, is Rudy Valley. I guess it was our grandparents, was Rudy Valley, and then he was, you know, going to miss. It was too sexy. Then Frank Sinatra was too sexy. For us, it was certainly the Beatles, or no, the Stones. And so every generation has said music, bad, all devil. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's unchanged. I think, and for us, I mean, for our grandparents, it was radio, you know, brought the outside world in, and all these, you know, the. And then for us, it was television. And for our kids, it's the Internet.
Mm.
So I mean, to a certain extent, you know, I just think that the specifics change a little bit, but the general things don't as much.
Yep. Okay.
I will tell you one thing that has changed, which is really scary. There was a study that was done about a month ago that said something like 86% of high school seniors thought it was okay to cheat because everybody else was doing it.
My God.
Right. That may be more our politicians than our technology.
Yeah, what they're exposed to. Dr. Joy Brown, expose yourself to her every...
Please not.
Wait a minute. Let's put that in a minute. She's on the air noon to 3 East Coast time. Call her at 855-99, Dr. Joy. Thank you, Joy. Congratulations to this week's winner in our Dream Big America contest, Natalie Susie, who came up with Bear Mixers, an all-natural, low-calorie, gluten-free, delicious way to mix new, flavors into cocktails, is the winner. So congratulations, Natalie Susie, with Bear Mixers wins.
These days, Nowadays, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Cruella DeVille. Cruella DeVille. If she doesn't skag, no evil thing will. To see her, yes, it take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille by Dr. John from Disney's 101 Dalmatians that was released during this week in 1996. Dr. John, coincidentally, is 73. I always confuse Dr. John with Dr. Hook and the medicine. Remember Dr. Hook and his singing Dr. John? Not exactly the same act in reality. 54 after the hour. Speaking of acts, here's Chuck Curry, our movie man. He'll have movie news for us in a moment. First, though, we have Chucker for you, a movie that was big in 1978, and one of the stars, interestingly enough, has turned 68 today, which is sort of hard to believe when you think about who it is, and I'll tell you who it is. Well, you'll recognize her voice anyway. We have three audio clips from this movie that you're going to be asked to identify. 888-302-3684. Help yourself to that line for a swell prize once we get into the three. Maybe you'll get it on the first clue. Let's find out. Here's the first clue.
Wait a minute. I've got it. The albino is working for the dwarf.
888-302-3684. You get it, Chucker? She's the star.
I do not.
Really? It's, no. This was a good movie. There were four or five movies she was in that was sort of slapstick.
Is it a comedy or
comedy drama?
Drama
together.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, next clip.
A man with a scar. He tried to murder me, but I stabbed him with the needles.
Narcotics, huh?
No, knitting.
888-302-3684.
It's one of my wife's favorite films.
Yeah, there's another one that's close in terms of title even that's good, is that probably people will confuse this one with. Last clue.
Just like in the movie theater.
What?
The dead body is gone. It vanished.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed.
888. You get the you recognize his voice too, right? Everybody got his voice?
Yep.
888-302-3684. The other movie starred Mel Gibson is the, but that's not the movie that a lot of people will be thinking that's the movie. So I'm giving you a little help here, hopefully.
Okay.
Nope. All right, you got it. Trucker, speaking of okay, has movie news in a moment. This is Good Day.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24-count, are just two for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
You're as cold as ice.
Not if you've got one of Old Navy's famous frost-free jackets. Just $25 for adults, $19 for kids. This Saturday only. Warm up with frost-free jackets, starting at $19. Plus, take 40% off all outerwear this Friday and Saturday only. Yeah, it's cold, but these prices are hot. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select frost-free jackets this Saturday only in participating stores.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, what's the news of the day from the world of movies?
I like this one. According to multiple reports, 20th Century Fox is pursuing a sixth entry in their popular Die Hard franchise with the script actively in development. Now, according to an interview on the internet from the screenwriter himself, he says the storyline will have a now retired, broken down John McClane, that's Bruce Willis, going to Tokyo, Japan, which will intertwine story elements from the original film, specifically the Nakatomi Corporation. It will also bring back Sam Jackson's Zeus character from Die Hard 3. If
course.
This is true, I like this a lot. You know, I'm on record as saying the last Die Hard film was awful.
Yeah, it was all right. It was what you expect.
It was
Come
not
on,
good,
Chuck.
Doug. We'll agree to disagree on that. I still believe that the original Die Hard is the greatest action movie ever produced. Other bit of news, Paramount announced yesterday that it will block any intention for that independent company to do It's a Wonderful Life sequel.
Really?
Many people on the internet, Doug, said, thank you, Clarence. That's good news. And HBO actively developing a Bernie Madoff movie, which has Robert De Niro attached to star as the infamous Wall Street
man. Yeah, that'd be a good play. All right, let's see here. Sandra is in Missouri or Maryland? Where are you, Sandra? It looks like Maryland. Okay. So what movie did we feature there?
Foul Play with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase.
Yes. Foul Play. Goldie, believe it or not, 68 today. Seems hard to believe. Sandra, thank you for your participation. We'll send you a swell prize. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.